Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings to you. Welcome to another podcast. I'm in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 14. The 13th verse told us that Moses put a veil over his face coming off of Sinai so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away. Moses put the veil so that, I'm saying it in my words, Moses put the veil so that people wouldn't notice that it didn't shine as bright 5 minutes later. And that would have denoted that the glory was leaving, and Moses didn't want them to know that the glory was leaving. 14, but their minds were blinded. For until this day, the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ. So when I meet someone who still sees glory in the Old Testament as if it needs to be lived for righteousness, I know, according to 2 Corinthians 14, that their mind is blinded because they have left the Mosaic veil over the reading of the Old Testament and refuse to believe that that veil has been removed in Christ. There is no reason anymore for us to see the Old Covenant through the lens of Moses. Or is no reason anymore for us to view God through the lens of an Old Testament Sinai. See, you don't come to Sinai. Hebrews 12, you don't come to the mountain that can be touched. Sinai is the mountain that can be touched. You come to the heavenly Jerusalem, to Mount Zion. 15, but even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. So now their minds were blinded in the Old Testament. But now when you read that and you still don't see that Christ has taken away the fear of the glory being gone, the reason why we don't see it is because there's a blindness. The veil of Moses is still on our heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. And so if we'll look to Jesus, the veil will be removed on our heart against the Old Testament. And I'm not saying that people that have the veil over them regarding the gospel of grace are not saved. I believe that as we look to Jesus, instead of looking to works, the veil will begin to lift. I know a lot of people who would tell you, you can't work your way to heaven. And then they would preach every work in the book. I still know them to this day. They'll preach every work in the book that you need to do now that you're saved. And the connotation they'll give you is that if you don't do them, you won't be saved very long. Well, I don't know about you, but that sounds really a lot like the Old Covenant. And I used to fall for that. I used to preach that. Now I'm embarrassed that I preached that, because that is absolutely the Old Covenant. And The scripture tells us when you turn to the Lord, that veil will go away. So I don't just think it's about getting saved. Personally, I think there's a difference in getting saved and getting born again. I think you're saved the moment you believe on Jesus. But I believe that being born again is a birth of the Spirit. That's coming out of a tomb and allowing that old stone of the law to come to bring you out. Now the Lord, verse 17, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. This 17th verse of 2 Corinthians 3 was almost always quoted in the Pentecostal, my Pentecostal realm, as what happens when the Holy Ghost shows up in the middle of a praise and worship service. When he shows up, there's liberty. But within context, this verse doesn't have anything to do with praise and worship. Within context, this verse says, the Lord is the Holy Spirit that is the ministry of the Spirit. It's Christ. Wherever he is glorified, instead of the law, the ministry of death, then the people will be really free. Where he's not glorified, where works, righteousness, and condemnation are glorified, even inadvertently, the people will be locked up. They'll never be free. But when Christ is glorified and the ministry of righteousness and the Spirit is glorified, the people will be genuinely free. I want to deal with the last verse, it's probably the best one, of the third chapter of 2 Corinthians tomorrow as we take a sidebar out of John 11, dealing with that stone. I've had a lot of fun doing this. We'll do it some more tomorrow. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.